Good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates, your host for the Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you and here in my office in Adelaide, South Australia, where we have our winter weather coming. Yes, we're the opposite season of you guys in America. Always used to amaze me that. When I lived in America, Christmas was in the winter. Quite a novel experience for someone who's grown up with the summer and Christmas. Okay, we had a very successful masterclass on, Tuesday, I think. No, Monday. Anyway, a great masterclass. We had about 50-odd people there, and we all covered the initial introductory basics of reverse speech. And it was so successful that we have started another class. And this is a little bit different than we normally do my classes. Normally, the classes are held once every 2 weeks. However, we've found that some students are struggling to get homework in time in once every 2 weeks. And so what we've decided to do, we're offering a special investigator class. It's one class every month, and it's half price. Normally, you pay $2,500 for the full Alice course, which is parts one and parts two. So we're just offering part one. Investigator course for $1,250. Nice cheap price. You can pay that off monthly, six monthly installments. So it makes the reverse speech training program readily accessible to a whole new audience. And we've had 12 students sign up for the latest investigator class so far. So that's very good. I'm very encouraged. So, well, that's all good news. So we'll see how this one goes. In the past classes, students have complained that they just don't have enough time to get the homework in, because they've really only got a week and a half to do the homework and get it turned in. So so hopefully this new format will give students a lot more time to get homework in, make reverse speech a more fun thing to learn than what it has been. So, so there we go. So if you're interested in that, email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. Backwards@reversespeech.com. And tell me you're interested, and we'll get you registered. The class starts June the 2nd, so that's 4 weeks away. A brand new investigator class is going to start, and it should be good. Okay, so the plan of attack today is I'm going to be running reversals for 2 hours. I've got no guests today, so you just got me for the whole 2 hours. I'd love to talk to you. Always enjoy getting call-ins. The phone number to call in on is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Call in and say hi. Tell me what's on your mind. Got any questions about reverse speech? You found some reversals yourself? What do you think of the new app for the iPhone? The Android app is about a month away. It's in production now. So it's not going to be too long now before the Android app is out and released, so that's all good stuff. So we're expecting second week of June for that, and currently we're on target. So good news all the way around. What else is new in reverse speech? That's about it, really, so far. Everything is status quo. The documentary is getting edited right now. That's hopefully by the end of the year. All else is going well. So, all right. So, we are going to get some reversals from the archives out here. And let me just, I'm trying to think where we went to last week. Well, I think we finished off in November of 2017. So, let's have a look. We are going to go back and play you what I have been doing for the last 2 years. Is going through all my archives and playing you all the reversals I've ever found. So we've had quite a few here. Okay. All right, so here we go. We're starting off with, we're in November 2017. We're looking at Andrew Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, on Ukraine. This is a request from by Jeff Rad. So here's the forwards.
There's been a big push in the United States to put in place an executive order that would give the president sweeping powers to impose sanctions against big sectors of the Russian economy.
This one says, shows your casket.
Sharpens your casket.
Except it's not shows, it's chose. Chose your casket.
Sharpens your casket.
Okay, so chose your casket. All right, here's the next one. An angry teen threatens blacks.
You want to go knife battle? I'll fucking knife battle you. God's fucking scary. I'll fuck you up.
Oh, my God. Oh, heavens. And backwards, are we both blanked?
Are we both blanked?
Oh, my God.
Are we both blanked? Are we both blanked?
Bit of an aggressive statement there. Okay, here we have Chuck Schumer singing the praises of Israel.
The Israeli-American relationship is strong, but needs to be strengthened further, particularly among the young people. And again, the American Jewish Congress has the ability to reach out to these young people.
And this one says, now see the scene.
Now see the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Now see the scene.
Yeah.
Now see the scene.
Except I hear it as sin. Now see the sin. Let's run that again.
Now see the scene.
Merci. Okay, see, that could be both. I can hear either seen or sin on there. So that's what we call it, a layered reversal, where you can hear it two different ways. So I'm hearing either seen or sin. Let's run it again.
Merci.
Well, that's a tough call. That's all I can say on that one. All right, okay, so next one along. Here we go. This is Congressman Steve Cohen calling for Trump's impeachment. Incidentally, talking about Trump, I think he's done an incredible job bringing North Korea to the negotiating table. Okay, allegedly they're going to disarm their nukes. So we'll see what happens. But tremendous diplomatic coup for President Trump. All right, here's the forwards.
These are progressive actions he's taken over a period of time against the press and against the judiciary, with positive actions to cap off a series, a pattern of behavior, belittling and questioning these institutions that are so important for our democracy.
And he says, Twitter, we're going to get.
Twitter, we're going to get.
Okay, fair enough. Twitter, we're going to get. All right, here's FBI agent Ruse, R-O-U-S-E.
The fundamental trust of the American people in the FBI is based upon our discretion. And how good would that discretion be if we were to provide information that they provided to us?
And this one says, Armageddon, the shame of media.
I'll be bothered.
Yeah, certainly there. Armageddon, the shame of media. Okay. Here we have another one from the same guy.
We have deployed over 200 employees from across the FBI to Las Vegas, including many with specialized positions. Globally, we have hundreds of agents covering every facet of this investigation. Nothing will be overlooked.
This one is Skull, her Bible myth. What a strange reversal. Skull, S-K-U-L-L, her Bible myth.
Skull, her Bible myth.
I'll be bothered.
Skull, her Bible myth.
I'll be bothered.
Skull, her Bible myth.
Ha! Well, what on earth does that mean? That's totally out of context there. Skull, the Bible myth. Here it is again.
Skull, her Bible myth.
Very strange call on that one. I just don't know. All right. Okay, next one along. Here's FBI Director Robert Mueller.
Through state and local law enforcement, you gathered the intelligence to give you the broader picture in any community.
All right, here we have another bizarre reversal. Hear the name, get in her ship, her orbit. Very strange. Very strange. Don't know how to interpret that. All right, here's the next one.
Everybody in the Bureau signs a piece of paper saying that they would be willing to go any place in the world that the director of the FBI wants to send them.
And this would be Hillary to win.
Hillary, we have no win.
Ha.
Hillary, we have no win. Hillary, we have no win.
Well, this was back in November 2017. Must have been before then, because obviously Hillary didn't win. So we got that all wrong. All right, here we have the next one.
There are other definitions around. I'm not certain it makes a tremendous amount of difference. It becomes a political issue at a geopolitical level. Generally does not affect us on the ground when we're doing an investigation.
And this one says the Mossad.
The Mossad.
Huh.
The Mossad. The Mossad.
Yeah, certainly there. The Mossad. Okay. All right, next one along.
There are other definitions around. I'm not certain it makes a tremendous amount of difference. It becomes a political issue at a geopolitical level. Generally does not affect us on the ground when we're doing an investigation.
And this says we shit.
We shit.
Huh.
We shit.
Yep.
We shit.
Yep. Okay. All right. Some bizarre reversals here. Okay. This is bizarre. Forwards. Hillary fantasizes leaving Earth to be present on Earth 2. Okay. Good luck, Hillary.
It's been such a pleasure.
Thanks.
And,
thank you. Let's go to Earth 2. Thanks, Nico.
Bye. Let's go to Earth 2. Backward. Blanket dead.
Blanket dead.
Oh, my.
Blanket dead.
Blanket dead.
That's certainly there. Oh, my. Here it is again.
Blanket dead.
Blanket dead.
Yeah, I'll be bothered. She's obviously upset. And here she is in the next one. We have reversals of Hillary being ill, and this reversal would tend to verify that.
I think Bill rightly said, look, you've got to take risks for peace. You don't make peace with your friends. You make peace with people with whom you have serious differences.
And here she says, survive the illness.
Survive the illness.
Survive the illness.
Survive the illness.
Yep, there it is, all there. Survive the illness. Okay, next one along. She's questioning legitimacy of the election.
The DNC emails and John Podesta's emails, and then the weaponization of those.
And this one.
I'm excited to imagine this.
Oh, this one, sorry. Just say the madness.
Zutate of madness.
Oh, yeah.
Zutate of madness.
Zutate of madness.
Just say the madness. Wow. Okay, Hillary, fair enough. All right, so we are going to move on to our next one here, which is just say the madness. Next one down is warn you on Hillary still.
As we learn more about it, we know that the web of connections between people on Trump's team and Russian representatives just gets more and more dense.
And warn you.
Warn you.
Oh, yeah.
Warn you.
Warn you.
Yeah, that's quite clear there. And then we've got, this is a funny one. Jeff Sessions says, good people don't smoke marijuana.
Good people don't smoke marijuana. Which of these people would say are not good people?
Well, let me explain how that occurred.
All right.
Can I explain?
Quickly.
He says, kind of helps to stay mellow. That's funny. Now that's funny. Here, let's run the forwards again.
Good people don't smoke marijuana. Which of these people would say are not good people?
Well, let me explain how that occurred.
All right, can I explain? Quickly.
Kind of helps to stay mellow. That's funny. All right, okay, so here we have McCain accusing Rand Paul of working for Putin. Oh, yeah?
The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made.
He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
And this says, damn you.
Damn you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn you. Damn you.
Well, there you go. It's all there. Okay. All right. Then the same one.
Mr. President, I note this, the senator from Kentucky leaving the floor without justification or any rationale for the action that he has just taken. That is really remarkable. That a senator blocking a treaty that is supported by the overwhelming number, perhaps 98 at least, of his colleagues, would come to the floor and object and walk away. And walk away.
And backwards, secret.
Secret.
Oh, dear.
Secret.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Secret.
Wow, secret. I wonder what the secret is. Interesting, interesting reversal. Secret. Okay. All right, so let us move along. And we're going to go to the next one on the list, which is... this one here. It says, Muslim man says uncovered women can be possessed. Oh, yeah? Wow.
Jinn possess people for three main reasons. Number one, out of love. Number one, out of love. So jinn, they fall in love with people. And this is extremely important for our sisters especially. So, for example, you're leaving the house and you're not wearing the correct hijab. You're not properly covered.
And this says, no woman assume they're beautiful.
No woman assume they're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
No woman assume they're beautiful. No woman assume they're beautiful.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, there we go. All right, so next one along. Here we have Tim Ryan on tax reform.
And we have tried this before, and many of you were here. President Bush did this.
And said they choke.
Said they choke.
Oh, yeah.
Said they choke.
Wow.
Said they choke.
Yeah, it's all there. Said they choke. Yeah, there we go. And here's Sheriff Lombardo, whoever he is, Lombardo. Jeff Rentz asked for this one.
Some of my officers yesterday... to discuss their mental state, to thank them, and check on their overall condition.
And this one says, November sucks.
November sucks.
November sucks. November sucks.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder what he didn't like about November. No telling, is there? That call-in number, if you want to call me, is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Always love to hear you. Okay, so here's the next one on Sheriff Lombardo.
These officers calmly took care of the wounded and the dying as they waited for medical transport.
And this one says they know with a rapist.
And they know with a rapist.
And they know with a rapist. And they know with a rapist.
Yeah, there it is. They know with a rapist. Certainly all there. And then we've got this one here. Here we go.
So imagine bringing all together to ensure that we are drawing an accurate picture.
This one says weather shit.
Weather shit.
Oh, yeah.
Weather shit.
Huh.
Weather shit.
Yeah, that's certainly all there. Wow, okay. All right, and the last one is Sheriff Lombardo. Lombardo, sorry.
They ran out of tourniquets and began using anything they could find to stop the bleeding, to include their own hobble devices they used during normal course.
And this one says, we made a mistake.
Do you make a mistake?
Huh.
Do you make a mistake? Do you make a mistake?
Yeah, there it is. We made a mistake. All right. And the next one along, this is Trump at a Coast Guard station in Lake Worth.
But the country's doing really well. stock market, all-time high. This is all good stuff. I just spoke to a lot of your friends in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
And this one says, folks in your muss, folks is your fuss in Moses.
Folks in your fuss in Moses.
Folks in your fuss in Moses. Folks is your fuss in Moses.
Yeah, we're certainly all there. Folks is your fuss in Moses. Let's do it again.
Folks is your fuss in Moses.
Folks is your fuss in Moses.
Yeah, certainly all there. Okay, all right. So move along to the next one here. And we've got this one here. Here we go.
As bad as that hurricane was, and that was a bad one. That was a big water job, right? It kept coming in and going back. They couldn't get rid of it.
This one says, they nuke it?
They nuke it.
Wow.
They nuke it. They nuke it.
Certainly the word nuke's been on all of many of President Trump's reversals this year. Okay. And here's Trump again saying pedophile better than Democrat in Senate. Oh, yeah? Okay, let's just play it.
Is an accused
Well, he denies it. Look, he denies it. I mean, if you look at what is really going on and you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours... He totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. And, you know, you have to listen to him also.
And this one says, now they believe it.
Now they believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Now they believe it. Now they believe it.
Yep, there it all there. Now they believe it. Okay. And then we've got next one here. Here's the Ford.
Our stock market has hit a new all-time high. Unemployment is at a 17-year low.
And this says the best citizen.
The best citizen.
The best citizen.
I'll play that when we get back. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Okay, we are back for the second part of hour one. There we go. And we have Richard on the line from Pennsylvania. Welcome, Richard.
Greetings. Hi. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to be on the air.
Here is my observation about the Mueller reversal.
Oh, okay. Now, which one was that? Let's.
You had a sequence of them. They're very rare.
Right.
Hard to get, and it's very important that we get them. The second one, at around 2:16 p.m., was get into her ship, her orbit.
Oh, yes, I know. That's rather bizarre, isn't it?
Very cryptic.
I know. Here, let's try that again.
Here's my opinion on this. I think Mueller like the rest of the D.C. establishment swamp, were convinced, he was convinced, along with all the rest of them, that Hillary was going to win.
Right.
And this reversal is talking about orbiting, or getting into her ship and orbiting, launching and becoming identified with the victory and with the coming government that they would then run.
Oh, I see. So it's not talking about a secret space program.
No, I think it's like when they talk about, you know, that person is in the Clinton orbit, or, you know, it's like that term is used in politics.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
okay.
People are in a more powerful, or in the central figure's orbit, and people are orbiting around them, and they're making a solar system. They're making some kind of a structure like that, where all these people are in the same orbit. They orbit in the same circles, like they orbit in the Hollywood circle, or they orbit in the DC swamp circle.
Right.
And that supersedes political parties. That's the reason why. They say, okay, well, Mueller's a Republican. Well, no, he's really in this establishment administrative state that believes it runs the country, and does. And that's the reason why Donald Trump is the great threat. That's why they're trying to destroy him, because he's the one person in the country who has stood up and shaken things up, and he's a real danger to this. He's unafraid. He'll expose them, and they do believe they run the country. They believe that they hold the country in their hands and they run it. And what is happening here is the people, at an unconscious level, a collective unconscious level, know that this is a corruption run by liars and manipulators, and what we have here is a revolt. In the country, it's a civil war, and this Mueller is a dirty cop, and he's attacking the president, and right. and this statement here is conclusively, as I see it, says exactly what he hoped he would be doing in the future. He'd be orbiting with the government,
right.
They take control, re-control of the country, and now this guy stood up and has challenged this whole thing.
Right. Well, I know he has. I think he's a very brave man for doing what he's doing.
You bet he is.
Yep.
He's a patriot.
Yep.
This is what it takes. People like this were hunted down in the Revolutionary War and killed by the king.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I see it. And I think this is a great reversal in my view.
Okay, yeah, right. Excellent. Yeah, I think Trump's doing a good job, personally. That's my opinion from an Australian looking in.
And today we have this judge in Virginia who has a fantastic resume. He was born in Bogota, Colombia. He's an immigrant, and he went to Harvard and Princeton and Oxford and became a lawyer, and now he's a federal judge. This guy's very smart, and he's not a member of this cabal that runs the country. And he told Mueller's lawyers that they're trying to set up Manafort to get at Trump, and he said, "I won't have it." This is the first time a judge has stood up and remonstrated Mueller's people, and Mueller obviously himself. This is an important day.
Right.
It's a real fight in the court. I mean, what's happening is that our court system has become corrupted, terribly criminally corrupted by this cabal. And I guess they actually thought that they could get this judge to fall for their BS. And he just called them out on it. And, you know, Manafort was the one that they invaded his home. Jackbooted FBI stormtroopers banged through his door at dawn. They burst into his bedroom with his wife and Manafort, you know, abed, and they went and ransacked his house, arrested them. Absolute, you know, police state tactics that are going on in this country. And Manafort, Paul Manafort, whether you like him or not, you know, doesn't just, you know, it's just completely wrong. and these are the people that are prosecuting the president. They will not permit the president to succeed. And as Monica Crowley said it, and I think I'll just repeat it here, they won't be happy until Donald Trump is carried out of the White House on a gurney, his hotels and his businesses bankrupted, and his family driven into exile. That's what they want to do because they want to say to the country, anybody else like this that has these funny ideas, this will happen to you, so get in line. That's what this is about.
Right. Wow. It's a crazy system we live in. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's really tragic. But we've got to. And the work you've been doing has been so important. I don't know. You've been fighting this for a long time. You've been involved with it, and you're even an American citizen.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, we keep on fighting the good fight, mate. I'm more involved in American politics than Australian politics. I know what's going on in America, but I don't know what's going on in my own country. Yeah.
Well, you just wait. You have to deal with China next.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, let's get North Korea out of the way first. I think that's going to go well. I mean, he brought North Korea to the negotiating table. No one's been able to achieve that.
I have a fantasy that he should take the dictator, this fat pot-bellied, on and have a conference at the Grand Canyon. They should sit there and talk about everything and make this guy come to a consciousness change at the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
Say, you know, you're fooling around with something, atomic bombs, well, look what will happen.
Right.
I think it's the kind of thing if Trump did that, it would cause the world to really think, and it would have a major impact. If Trump met this had a whole maybe a powwow at the Grand Canyon.
Right. Yep.
Anyway, these are some of my ideas about this, but this Mueller, he's a you know, he went to St. Paul's, which is one of the most elite boys' prep schools in the country. And he was in the same class as John Kerry. And they were on the same hockey team. And if you look at them, they're remarkably similar. They have that same dog-jowled face.
Oh, okay. Huh.
You know, and they're both in this elite swamp, this establishment swamp that believes it runs the country.
Right.
And Trump comes from Queens, New York, which is one of the boroughs of New York City. He doesn't come from an elite background. He went to New York Military Academy, and he was the regimental commander. That means that he was the highest ranking cadet at New York Military Academy. He was, you know, he was the regimental commander.
All right.
But you had people at that school from a very wide variety of folks, like Mafia Don, the sons of Mafia Dons. I mean, you had all kinds of people there. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it's the other side of the American, maybe economic elite, and so you have, in a sense, a battle between these guys like Kerry or Mueller against guys like Trump,
right,
who aren't from the hoity-toity tuxedo New York elite. But you know, he built this empire, and he's, you know, nouveau riche, right?
Right.
And so there's this battle between these two, you know, communities, you might call it, and he's despised. He is hated by these people, by the elite Republican Party. and by the elite Democrat Party, which merge in this cabal that thinks it runs the country in D.C.
Okay, that's I will be very curious to see what he's where America's at when Trump has finished his presidency.
Yeah, and you watch Melania Trump. Melania Trump is a brilliant woman, and she is growing in popularity. And what they did to Sarah Huckabee at that comedian's roast.
Real
backlash in the psyche, the unconscious of the American people. They don't like this. And those two women are becoming leaders.
Right.
In my view. And it's the shifting tectonic plates of the unconsciousness that reverse speech maps. I think it's very important. That's why reverse speech is so important. It's the one thing that we have that can get at this.
Yep.
We all need to bring out, we need to really work on this. This is just absolutely important because we could lose this country. And if we lose it to these people, we could end up with a Venezuela. That's the problem. We have something very special in the United States. I think that's why you're involved with the country, because you recognize, the world recognizes, the specialness of the inherent nature of the United States. And if this liberty is lost, you don't get it back.
Right.
You know, I remember when that the guy in Jamaica that runs the 100-meter dash.
Oh yeah,
Bolt. When they had the Olympics, well, it wasn't the Olympics, it was like the Pan American Games. But when they played the Star Spangled Banner, he was in an interview and he turned, and he gave he put his hand on his heart. He gave the Star Spangled Banner acknowledgement, a respect, and he's a Jamaican, but he knows people like that know. That's
right.
What's at stake here.
Right. Yeah, well, okay. We need more people doing reversals to find out what's going on. That's what we need.
You absolutely do. Like, if we could get all these, we could research this Mueller character. I mean, research what happened with Whitey Bulger and his the way he imprisoned people. He imprisoned people in an attempt to in this mafia investigation he did in he and this Weissman destroyed an accounting firm, Arthur Anderson. Thousands of people lost their jobs. People were imprisoned who were innocent, who died in prison. All of this has been going on with these people for a long time. This is far more dangerous and corrupt than our media is reporting. Only a few people like Howie Carr in Boston, he talks about this. What Mueller did in Boston to in his ridiculous and misuse of his powers as a prosecutor. Very dangerous man.
Right. Hmm. All right. Well, that's all very interesting stuff.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
all right.
It's very important. Thanks for being out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in, Nathan.
Okay. Yep. You hang in there.
Yeah, I certainly will. We need more people to get involved. That's what we need. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Richard. We'll speak to you again, I'm sure. Okay. All right. I guess Richard's gone. Okay, all right. So that was Richard with some very, very interesting comments to make. So let us continue on with our reversal here, and we're looking at archives from November 2017. Wow. Okay, so we are up to Sheriff Lombardo. Here we go.
They ran out of tourniquets and began using anything they could find to stop the bleeding, to include their own hobble devices they used during normal course.
And we made a mistake.
We made a mistake.
We made a mistake. We made a mistake.
Yeah, that's certainly quite clear. We made a mistake. All right, okay. Next one down, we have Trump at the Coast Guard station in Lake Worth.
But the country's doing really well. Stock market, all-time high. This is all good stuff. I just spoke to a lot of your friends in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Is your fun in Moses? Here we go.
Folks, it's in Moses.
Oh, folks, is your fuss in Moses?
Folks, it's in Moses.
Yeah, all there. Okay. Nice clear metaphor. Moses to connect to God is what Moses is. Moses is a metaphor to hear the voice of God. So is your fuss in Moses? They're not hearing the voice of the divine clearly. That's basically what the reversal means. Okay. So next one along. Here's the forwards.
Is an accused
well, he denies it. Look, he denies it. I mean, if you look at what is really going on and you look at all the things that have happened over the last 48 hours, he totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. And, you know, you have to listen to him also.
And this one says, now they believe it. Yeah, it's all there. Okay, all right. So next one along. This one here, Trump's Thanksgiving message.
Our stock market has hit a new all-time high. Unemployment is at a 17-year low.
And this one says the best citizen. Yeah, certainly there. No doubt about that. Here is a upset child cries about people ruining the earth. Okay.
They need to think about what they are doing, what they are doing to the planet, what they are doing to animals.
And this one says, and we drank the weapon. Yeah, certainly nice and clear. Absolutely. Let's run the forwards again.
They need to think about what they are doing, what they are doing to the planet, what they are doing to animals.
And this one is, and we drank the weapon. Yeah, there we go. And we drank the weapon, certainly there. And here's another one on the same kid.
I'm just going to yell at me. Actually, no, I'm not going to yell at them. I have a better idea. Yell in their ear.
And this one says, you wear underwear, I'm big boy.
No, ma'am,
I'm
a big boy.
Oh, am I a big boy? You wear underwear, am I a big boy?
No, ma'am, I'm a big boy.
I'll be bothered.
Hey.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, all right. So let us move on to the next one in November. Oh, no, we're up to December now. That's November. So in December 2017 is Bernie Sanders saying Trump should resign.
You have a president who on tape, a tape that everybody in America has seen, acknowledged basically that he was assaulting women, and well over a dozen women have made that complaint. And what happens to him? He says, no, it's fine, it's okay. I think that's an issue we have to deal with.
This one says, blanket up.
Blanket up.
Okay, all right. Here's Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly being grilled by Matt Lauer over sexual harassment. He, of course, lost his job with Fox for sexual harassment. Here's the forwards.
So I don't know. I'm not going to speculate about intent or why people did what they did, but you don't have this story, Lauer, correct? The lawsuits involved many people, many
people. But you were also named.
I was named in a few of them.
And this one says, my belief.
My belief.
Huh.
My belief.
Let's listen to the fours again on this one. Get a context.
So I don't know. I'm not going to speculate about intent or why people did what they did. But you don't have this story, Lauer, correct? The lawsuits involved many people. Many
people. But you were also named.
I was named in a few of them.
And my belief.
My belief.
I'll be bothered.
My belief. My belief.
And here he is again.
All right. But it goes to credibility, doesn't it? All right. If you look at the in totality, this was a hit job, a political and financial hit job.
And they believe it? They believe the propaganda spread by the hit job is the way I would interpret that reversal. Okay, so let's move along, and we are looking at December of 2017. Here we have Farrakhan on Obama legacy.
Did he kill people? Well, hell, did our president kill people? Talk back to me.
Yes.
You have made your president an assassin. That the only value that he has now is that he was responsible for the death of Osama bin Laden. He was captured without a weapon.
So this is Need the Muscle.
Need the muscle.
Need the muscle.
Yeah, certainly all there. Need the muscle. And then we have another one with Farrakhan.
Did he kill people? Well, hell, did our president kill people? Talk back to me.
Yes.
You have made your president an assassin. That the only value that he has now is that he was responsible for the death of Osama bin Laden. He was captured without a weapon.
It says, they hated, we laugh.
They hated, we laugh.
Huh.
They hated, we laugh. They hated, we laugh.
Yep, there it all is. They hated, we laugh. And here's the next one on Farrakhan.
Did he kill people? Well, hell, did our president kill people? Talk back to me.
Yes.
You have made your president an assassin. That the only value that he has now is that he was responsible for the death of Osama bin Laden. He was captured without a weapon.
And this one says, they know he's dead assassin.
Illinois, this has son.
Yeah, there it all is. Okay. Let's move on to the next one here. And next one, here we go.
They're dying in Afghanistan on the basis of a lie, and now drones are in Pakistan, drones in Somalia, drones in Yemen. When will it stop? America, do you think that you can get away with this?
An alarmist, this wolf Nazi.
A alarmist, this wolf Nazi.
Or this world Nazi. I mean, world Nazi, not wolf Nazi. Let's do it again.
I guess it's wolf.
Yeah, I guess it's wolf. Oh, alarmist. So who's the alarmist? Is that him spreading alarm? Let's run the forwards again.
They're dying in Afghanistan on the basis of a lie, and now drones are in Pakistan, drones in Somalia, drones in Yemen. When will it stop? America, do you think that you can get away with this?
An alarmist is wolf Nazi.
A alarmist is wolf Nazi.
Yeah, the F's a bit faint on that wolf. It's not the best reverse in the world. And here's the last one I've got on Farrakhan, talking about destruction of Libya.
Said they bombed Libya back.
I'm sorry, here we go. Here we go, right.
Brother Ali Baghdadi, that is a writer and a great Arab writer, said they bombed Libya back to the Stone Age.
And I build mob.
I build mob.
I build mob. I build mob.
Yeah, there it all is. Certainly there. All right. There's our music. We'll be back right after this, folks. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts. that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even